Twice as sure with the JP, Frigidaire, and General Mosby. Frigidaire presents Herbert Marshall as the man called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find the man called X. Frigidaire presents Herbert Marshall as Ken Thurston, the man called X.
What's that?
Ken Thurston, New York, huh? Right. I, Monsieur Sabadell, welcome you to Papa Ete, Tahiti.
Thanks, Sabadell. By the way, what was the mine accident I heard about? Somewhere in this vicinity, wasn't it?
Terrible tragedy, Monsieur. Terrible. An explosion. One of our most welcome guests, Monsieur Robert Sullivan, was lost in it. Oh, such a nice gentleman, too. So quiet, so refined, so hardworking, so...
Yeah, I'm sure. Where'd Sullivan usually hang out, you know?
Well, frequently at the Café Chinois down on the waterfront. But I do not think that you would care to patronize a place like that.
Café Chinois, huh? This the key to my room?
Oui, monsieur. Room 25. It is quite comfortable, I assure you. And if there is anything...
I'll see you later, Sabato.
Oui, monsieur, first of all, oui.
Howdy, Sabadell. Looks like we've got a new homesteader around these parts.
And of just what concern is this to you, monsieur?
Let's see. What brand he put down for himself in the register? Ken Thurston. Well, that just goes to show...
To show what, monsieur?
Sabadell, I'd have swore that hombre would have signed that register just by making an X.
Yes,
yeah,
master,
your
drink, sir.
So. Well, must be some mistake, waiter. I didn't order any. Martini. With an onion in it. Wait a minute, who ordered this for me?
Number one gentleman over there. Excuse, please, excuse.
Number one gentleman? Oh, no, not again.
Hello, Mr. Thurston.
Hey, Don Zeltzman, I thought I'd give you the brush in Singapore.
Oh, I followed you down here. Special chartered job aeroplane. We even got here ahead of you. So here I am ready to offer you my invaluable assistance.
No, thanks, Payne.
But Mr. Thurston...
You're enjoying the pleasure of the chinois.
Well, we would seem to believe your brother.
Hello, baby. Sit down and converse with us. Even talk, maybe.
Yes. The husband would like to talk. About what they carry, Mr. Thurston.
What they carry?
The door to your right. It leads to a small garden. I shall meet you there in 2 minutes' time.
Mr. Thurston, you surprise me. Such a fast booger I never saw. Well, shall we go out to the garden?
See you later, Pagan.
Huh? But Mr. Thurston... Oh, well. Waiter, take back this martini.
Okay, Nelson. What's it all about?
But you're supposed to. Bob Sullivan had said to me many times, if anything should happen to you, I want to get in touch with you.
Did he tell you why he thought something might happen to
him? Yes, sir. I only know he was worried about the phosphate mine. And I am certain he did not die by accident.
Oh, so not. Who else might know something about this?
There was one man. Bob would speak with him quite often at Chinwa. Professor Powers.
Powers? Who's Professor Powers?
He owned the plantation back in the hills. Near the mine. They had many, many talks together. Perhaps he knows something.
Is that all?
No. There is another. A man who comes from...
No, hold it. Hold it, Nasha. Somebody will be over there. Quiet now. Down, down. No. Nasha, you're hurt.
Sure. A man.
Yes, Nasha. What is it?
Old man, Casey.
Texas?
Yes.
Master.
Wow. Looks like the gal got killed, don't it? Reckon maybe those shots were meant for you, Mr. X?
Mr. Thurston, why do we have to ride through this jungle anyway?
This is the road to Professor Power's plantation and the phosphate mine.
But why do we have to go to these places tonight?
That Texan wasn't hanging around just for the fun of it. There's something big going on around here. We got to find out what it is fast.
Mr. Thurston, you got this Johnny Cook all wrong. He wouldn't do.
All right, Fagon, let's have it. What do you know about him?
Well, it was like this. I wanted to come to Tahiti to help you, you understand? But I had a little problem.
Yeah, you were broke. Go on.
Yes, well, there was this seaplane at the docks. And I heard Johnny Cook say he was flying here. So?
I see. How much does Cook pay you to keep an eye on me?
Mr. Thurston.
All right, thank you. Now, there's the mine entrance up ahead. We'll go the rest of the way on foot.
But, Mr. Thurston, I don't get it. Why should we...
Stop right there, gentlemen.
Well, a little late in the season for manhunting, isn't it? Who are you?
You can forget about my name. And if you're thinking of entering the mine tonight, forget about that, too. Go on, get away from here. And if you think I don't mean...
The mine! It's gone.
Yeah, Pagan, buried. Under hundreds of tons of rock.
Look, that girl. She's coming towards us. Mr. Thurston, but that cannon over here...
Well, gentlemen, the mine is completely destroyed. Bob Solomon is dead. Nigel is dead. Somebody's guilty, and somebody is going to pay.
Any idea who?
There's a very good one. And I'm looking at him right now, Mr. X.
Continue with Frigid Air's Man Called X, starring Robert Marshall. With Europe in desperate need of phosphates to help ease the critical world food shortage, Ken Thurston is in Haiti investigating a series of so-called accidents occurring to a big phosphate mine.
Well, anyone else you'd like to blame for this mine explosion, Drake?
No, it looks as though I'd better come up with some of them. Yes, just as soon as I take that rifle away from you.
Oh, that gun!
Better.
I should have killed you first. Nice question back to
me. Mm-hmm. That Johnny Cook's advice?
Johnny told me that... I suppose you think you're pretty smart.
Who are you?
Maida Boyd. I'm Professor Powers' aide.
What's that supposed to tell me?
Everything or nothing. Any other questions?
A couple. But they can wait.
And if you're quite through with me, I think I'd like to...
Sure, I'm being the same.
Thanks. All right, boy. I'll be seeing you around, Mr. Thurston. The next time, I won't take any chances.
It is Monsieur Thurston. Come in, please. Come in.
Thanks, Abadell. What are you doing here, Professor Powers?
Well, my nightly chess game with the professor, Monsieur. It is delightful relaxation after my trying days at the hotel.
Where is it,
Abadell?
Guest?
Mais oui, Monsieur Thurston, Professor Powers.
Huh? Sorry to interrupt your game, but I thought you'd like to know about the phosphate mine next door here. Someone, blew it up a little while ago.
Blew up the...
Oh, monsieur, what are you saying?
This is unbelievable.
Well, don't tell me you didn't hear the explosion.
Well, we did hear it, monsieur, but we mistook it for thunder. A storm brewing winds.
Yes, yes.
There's a storm brewing, all right, Sabadell. Only it isn't in the hills. It's among the hungry people in this world. By the way, you're a physics professor, aren't you, Powers?
Yes, I was before I retired. But how do you know?
The door to your laboratory is open. I see you have a cathode ray tube and a Geiger counter in there. Sorry to disturb your game, gentlemen. I'll let you figure out your next move in peace, Professor. Though even a child could tell that almost any move you make would put him in checkmate. Good night, Sabadell. Go straight to the hotel, Pagon. If the chief calls before I get back about a cable guy I sent him, you take the message for me.
You can always depend on Mr. Zeltschmidt.
Oh, yeah.
But where are you going?
Down to the harbor.
Harbor? There's nothing down there but boats.
And Johnny Cook's seaplane. Strange kind of safe to have aboard a seaplane.
Well, howdy, Thurston.
Hello, Cook. I didn't expect you back so soon.
Yeah, I reckon.
Sometimes since I've seen a safe made of lead instead of steel.
Yeah, that's right. Now, why would a man want a safe made of lead, do you reckon?
If you'll put down that .45 for a minute, we can talk it over.
I don't know if I rightly should, Thurston. What do you think, Maida?
Maida?
That's right, mister.
That was right neat, honey, right neat.
Johnny, what was he doing here?
I'll tell you later, sugar. Got a little old job to do first.
Job?
Yeah, wait till I totally move to the cargo door. Mighty peaceful out yonder in the harbor, Thurston. I reckon maybe you could sleep right comfortable out there.
Mr. Thurston residence, a hotel room that is.
A call for Monsieur Thurston from Les Etats-Unis. Go ahead, please.
Hello? Hello, that you, Ken?
Oh, hello, Mr. Chief. How's the weather in New York?
I'll take that call, Pagon.
Huh? Oh, sure, Mr. Thurston. Hey, you're so slopping wet. What happened?
I was lucky. Miss Boyd didn't hit hard enough.
Huh?
Hello, Chief. What have you got for me on Johnny Cook?
Ken, he's a former pilot in the 8th Air Force, Thunderbird Squadron.
Thunderbird? That's the one Bob Sullivan flew in. That may explain a lot of things.
Not to me it doesn't. Anyway, since the war, he's been flying a freelance cargo plane out of Tahiti. Yeah, that's about all I have right now. What about you?
Things are plenty hot here. Sounds like we've got listeners, Chief. I'll call you later. So long. Pagon, what do you know about that lead safe Johnny brought back from Singapore?
Safe? Oh, you mean the one Professor Powers wanted?
Powers? Sure. Sure, I should have known. It all ties in.
Huh? What ties in with
Bourbonic chess games, down the counter, phosphate mines? Come on, Pagan, we're going back to that plantation.
Nobody's home yet.
The whole light burning. Maybe the door. Yeah. Let's go in.
Hey, the joint's empty.
Let's try the laboratory.
Look at all those jugs. Tube and bottle gas burners. What a mess. I know it. It's a mess. It don't show my head under the bench. There's a foot in it.
Yes. Professor Powell's foot. He's dead, Pedro.
But who killed him? And why?
Maybe that great powder on his shoes can tell us.
So that's where all those dusty footprints came from. But why are you tasting it, Mr. Thurston? It's only dust.
The phosphate salt. Powers was in that mine tonight.
But the entrance was blown to pieces. How could he get in?
That wouldn't be tough if there was another entrance from this plantation. Now, if we can follow those footprints, why don't I take this gadget with me? Okay, let's go.
Mr. Thurston. What are we going to do with this little box?
There you go. We're going to play a detective.
A time bomb. It's going to explode.
Dagon, this is a Geiger counter. Fixed that way in the presence of radioactivity. And it's done its detecting job for us. I'll shut it off.
Detecting job? What did that thing detect?
Think over the walls of that cross-cut opening into this tunnel.
Okay, Mr. F, are you looking? So what?
That's pitch blend. The ore that contains radium.
Radium?
That's why the Geiger counter clicked. And that's why somebody sabotaged his mine.
It is?
To gain control of that ore. And that's the reason for Professor Powell's lead safe. It's the only way you can handle that stuff. He was... Quiet, Mr. Quiet.
Mr. X, somebody there with us. He's coming this way.
Yeah. Turn off that flashlight. Hello, Mater.
Ken Thurston.
That's right. What are you doing down here? Trying to find out why your uncle is so interested in his mind?
Yes, I was.
What difference does that make? It don't make any. We caught you cold-handed looking for this radio ore. She's the guilty one, Mr. Thurston. Let's take her away.
Not so fast, Dagon. She's not guilty of anything.
Huh? But at the mine where she shot us and knocking you out. And now...
She was trying to protect the mine and her uncle.
Huh? Well, then it's like I said all the time. Johnny Cook.
Wrong again, Dagon. Mr. Sabadell.
What? Sabadell? The hotel clerk?
That is quite correct,
Mr. Sabadell, what are you...
Mr. X, it's him.
Do not move, any of you. You will notice I have a gun in my hand. I can shoot quite straight with it, I assure you.
That's done. Professor Powers found that out.
Quite so. But then Powers had outlived his usefulness to me.
Yeah. After he'd analyzed the pitch bend for him and discovered it held more than radium.
Then you know what else it contained, Monsieur Thurston?
Sabadell, pitch bend is just the common name for oxide of uranium.
Uranium?
That's right. That's right, Mira. That's why they were in the cure for it. Bob Sullivan, Najda, Powers.
Oui, monsieur, and now it is you.
Not this time, Sabadell. This thing's too big to get away with it. Let's have that gun.
Do not be in a heroic field, Thurston. You'll be dead long before you reach me.
Well, I'm going to try. Let me have it, Sabadell.
Very well, monsieur, but not the way you wish. Now that you are close enough so I cannot possibly miss...
Like I potted me a genuine ringtail skunk.
Yeah. Thanks, Cook. That was good shooting. I figured Maida wouldn't be down here alone.
Huh? Mr. Thurston, you're alive. It's that Sabadell who is dead.
Mean it the truth?
Then you heard, Johnny. We were wrong about Mr. Thurston. Wrong all the time.
We sure were, honey. But Bob Sullivan told me to keep an eye open for Ken Thurston, the man called X. How was I to know he meant a pure blood? Instead of being the maverick, I figured it murdered him.
Well, so you took things in your own hands. Made your own rules. Just like Sabadell did. That's no good, Johnny. This world of ours has got too small and shaky for any man to play the game his own way, according to his own rules. Whether the stakes are food or uranium, there's only one way to gain that little end, Johnny. In a checkmate for all of us.
Before introducing our star, Herbert Marshall, once again, I'd like to read a telegram which is addressed to him from the head of the Columbia Broadcasting System. Bart, I'm sure you won't mind my reading it on the air.
Of course not, Wendell.
It says, Dear Bart, heartiest congratulations to you and your sponsor, Frigidaire Division of General Motors Corporation, on the completion of 100 consecutive Frigidaire shows. May I say to you personally and to everybody connected with the man called X that I think you're doing a grand job. Best proof of that is the millions of people who listen to you every Sunday night at this time. Now as you start on your way to the 200th Frigidaire show, all of us at CBS send our very best wishes to all of you on The Man Called X.
Signed, William S. Paley, Chairman of the Board, Columbia Broadcasting System.
Well, Wendell, what can I say in answer to something I don't accept? Thanks, CBS. Thanks on behalf of our sponsor, Frigidaire, with whom we are celebrating this 100th broadcast. And thanks to you, our listening audience, for your loyalty. Week after week. Good night.
Frigidaire's Man Called X is directed by Jack Johnstone, with music composed and conducted by Johnny Green. Tonight's story was written by Sidney Marshall, and so, until next week, same time, same station, this is Wendell Niles speaking for Frigidaire, made only by General Motors. All characters and incidents used on this program are fictitious, and any resemblance to actual persons or incidents is purely coincidental. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.